Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
Hello, I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. And anytime you get to talk with a football player named the Punisher, you know it's going to be a great interview. And today's guest, he was originally born in the Caracas, and then he moved to Haiti before the coming to America in 2001. It's Lucien Antoine, an Oklahoma State cornerback, safety. And his first passion was basketball when he came to the States, but when he found out the physical nature of football, that kind of took to his heart. And we're going to play the interview that we recorded the other day, and this is Lucien Antoine. He's one of the nice prospects, you know, trying to make his path to the draft this coming April, and I'm going to play this for you now. Like, it's a fantastic kid, very, very hard hitter, an intense football player nonetheless, and like I said, here it is.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and today we're joined by Oklahoma State safety and one of the fiercest hitters you can find out there in college football, Lucien Antoine. Lucien, welcome to the show today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. Now, you're not the typical, you know, college football player who, you know, grew up in America and played football your whole life. You came from Haiti, and I think you got your green card in 2001. Can you share with the audience a little bit about how, you know, how you ended up in America and, you know, how did you get involved playing organized football?
Yeah, you know, I was born in Tucking Caicos, Bahamas, and I was raised in Haiti, and my mom came to America when I was like 1 year old. So, you know, I grew up in Haiti with my grandma, my aunt, and everything like that. And like in 2001, my mama, you know, she filled out the paper for me to get a green card, then I came to America. But the whole time I was in America, football was never interesting to me. It was always basketball, but one of my friends told me to try to play football because I was kind of physical for the game. So I come out 2005, you know, and play the game, and, you know, I fell in love with the game. I was like, man, I think that's the game I should have played a long time ago. And since then, since my senior year in high school, I've been playing football, and I like playing the game, and I play with a passion. And I went to JUCO after junior college, and right after that, you know, when you play one year, they can't give you a scholarship. So I went to JUCO. I had to pay money for that. So, and then, you know, Oklahoma State, I got a couple of schools that wanted to entry that was interesting in me, but I wanted to come to Oklahoma State. And then I came to Oklahoma State 2 years ago.
Excellent. And did you have any mentors growing up? Was there anybody that, you know, suggested that you should play football?
My brother, my cousin, but another person that mentored me, like told me to play football, was Cody Brown. Now he played for he got drafted last year by the Arizona. So those people were the one that kind of tell me to play football because I was aggressive and everything like that. But once I get to play the game, you know, I was like, man, that's my game. That's my type of sport.
Excellent. And when you first started playing football, I mean, was it a no-brainer that you wanted to play the defensive side of the ball?
Oh yeah, because I was physical, you know, I was physical, and I like to hit, you know, so you know I don't like taking hits, so you know I was like I want to play defense, you know, and then they put me on defense, and my first play was a big hit, and, you know, and since then I was like, man, you know what, I think I'm gonna stick with this game.
And obviously you have the nickname the Punisher. I mean, did you get the nickname the Punisher in high school, or is that something you got at Oklahoma State?
No, it's something that started. It started in junior college. You know, one of my coaches used to call me that and everything like that. And when I come to Oklahoma State and it become popular, you know, and then you know the coaches told me if I want them to call me the Punisher, I got to live up to that name. So you know, I had to show them, you know, in practice, you know, I show them what I can do. But not only in practice, I wanted to show it in the game. But then I got hurt the second game, you know, I was supposed to start, then I got hurt. So, you know, I didn't get a chance to show them that last year, but this year I had to prove it not only in practice, but on the game field.
Yeah, and, you know, you got hurt in 2008. How do you feel physically? I mean, you're 100% back?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, my mindset, you know, I work hard for everything I have, you know, and when I got hurt, you know, it was just, to me, it was not a bad thing, you know. Things happen for a reason, you know. I think God was playing everything the way it was, you know. And my mindset was to work hard because that's what I know, that's what I've been doing. So that's what I did. I get a lot of treatment every day and work hard to get back
And we're speaking with Lucian Antoine, the Oklahoma State defensive back safety, one of the strongest hitters you're going to find out there. It's funny that you said work hard, because Little Birdie told me that your mother is your biggest fan, and she has kind of, you know, built it and installed in you the mindset of working hard, and that's kind of like your motto, and you said it several times. So, I mean, you really do believe in hard work and, you know, working hard to, you know, to get what you're going to get.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because if you don't, because this country gives you opportunity, you know, if you just go through the motion, you know, dang, it's not going to be good. But if you work hard for everything, I think people will have a place for you, you know, to make you successful. And, you know, like you said, my mom, she always tell me when I came here, she told me how it is in America and how, if I work hard, how things going to be easy. Not easy, but I'm going to make a way, and that's what I keep doing, and I think that's what got me here where I'm at right now at OSU.
Excellent. And, I mean, you have 65 tackles this season. I think you were third in the team in tackles. You had two sacks, two interceptions, one for a touchdown, coming back from the ACL injury. How did you end up landing at OSU? I mean, I know you went to junior college. I mean, did you plan on going to OSU even when you were in junior college? Or, I mean, you know, where did you plan on going? Or was your mind made up in junior college that you were going to OSU?
My mind is not made up, though. You know, I go to junior college, but I know I wanted to go to a D1 school, but it wasn't OSU. You know, it was just any school that was interesting in me, and that could give me the best opportunity to step on the field. And, you know, I think OSU gave me that. You know, I had a couple more offers, but I think OSU gave me that chance to get on the field right away, and I take the chance, and it was good that I take the chance, because they've done a lot for me.
Excellent. And, Lucian, I have to bring this up because I was covering the Cotton Bowl. I was down there in Dallas when you guys played Ole Miss. And since you are a player who, you know, covets the hard hit, what were your thoughts when your teammate Markell Martins, plastered Javon Snead on that, the interception?
Oh, man, it was like, I think that probably was the reason I didn't really take it to the house, because I was running the ball. All I see is somebody flew in front of me. I hesitated, you know. I was like, man, that was crazy. And I hear everybody screaming. I know everybody was screaming for the interception, because it was for the hit, because I was happy for the hit too, even though I had the ball in my head, you know. And it was exciting, you know, when you got your teammate like that, you know, trying to help you to make a touchdown, blocking for you and everything like that. You know, it was just amazing. You know, our mindset as DBs, of course, they always tell us to go out there, you know, to hit hard and make the receiver scared of us. But to see him do that, it was just, well, that's one of the biggest hits I've seen. I think that's the biggest hit of the season.
Yeah, that was they kept replaying on that big giant screen over and over, and each time the crowd was like, ooh, ah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nonstop.
It was bad.
Yeah, that was one of the most fierce hits I've seen a lot of hits, but that one kind of, you know, stays in my memory because it was so recent. But nonetheless, a great hit. I mean, you moving forward, obviously, you know, you have aspirations to play, you know, in the NFL and take that next step. I mean, in terms of training and getting prepped, you know, have you decided where you're going to train or anything like that?
You know, I think I'm gonna stay in school to train, you know. And I think the coaches, you know, when you're not like a guy that's going, like, you're not projected to go first and second round, you know, you're trying to do the best thing that's better for you, you know. And I think the coaches, they're gonna help me a lot, you know, to get where I need to get stronger, get faster, and prepare me for everything that comes. And I think I'm gonna stay in school too.
Excellent. And you're about 6'1", 215, is that correct?
Yeah, 6'1", 215.
And, I mean, do you feel comfortable with that? Have you had any, you know, any ideas? You maybe want to shed weight? You want to gain some weight?
Oh, yeah, my coach, my strength coach, Coach Glass, he told me I need to be 220, you know, so I need to add off 5 more pounds or so, because when I'm 220, I could run the same way with it, so it's not a big problem for me to be 220. So he want me at 220. I think that's where I'm going to be here.
Excellent. And everyone, you know, loves to talk about the 40 times. They, you know, they don't like to say it doesn't mean a lot, but, you know, it seems like if somebody posts a quick time. Where do you think you're going to project in a 40?
Well, I'm projecting like 4.45, 4.45, because, you know, the thing with me, I just need the technique, you know. but I could run. But if you don't have the technique, you could run any you could run a bad 40. But for me, it's mostly the technique and everything like that. I work on my technique, and I think I should be a 4.45.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Lucien Antoine of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, one of the top prospects. You know, if you're looking, at the safety position, this guy's definitely going to be able to bring it. And if you got 8 men in the box, this is one of those guys that you're going to want to see floating around the line. Lucien, I mean, looking at your game, I mean, if you're sitting down with a GM right now and they said, you know, what's your best quality as a safety? I mean, what are you going to tell them?
I would tell them my best quality is, you know, the intensity I could bring and the physicality I could bring. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I can't cover and everything like that. I think I could do a pretty job. You know, you go always working things you're not good at, you know. I think I'm physical, you know, I could tackle, you know, I'm not scared to put my head on the ball and everything like that. And I got cover skill, you know, and I think that's what I should say to any GM if I sit down with them, you know. I'm physical, you know, and I could make things, I could make plays.
Excellent. And do you think that's sometimes a bad thing? I mean, because you're known for such a physical player that they kind of lose track that you can play good coverage and you are solid in coverage?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are like, when they talk about like a person that hit hard, that come down in the box and, you know, going to deliver a blow, they always lose that the person could do a good job covering too. But, you know, it's not a criticism, I think, make me better as a player, but it don't destroy me, you know. I like when people say things that, you know, sometimes they say things, you know, I think that make me work harder, you know. It's not a problem, you know.
Excellent. And I ask this of all the guys I have on the show, you know, if we put you under an NFL helmet and an NFL uniform and we didn't know that was you playing, I mean, who is Lucien Antoine going to remind the crowd of the most?
I can't say anybody. I would remind them of a person that really loves the game and bring the passion to the game. And I could say, I'm not gonna compare myself to Brian Dawkins, but that's someone I want to play like, you know, because he played with passion every game. So I think the passion would be Brian Dawkins.
Excellent. That's a great answer. I like that. You know, you say someone who plays with passion. That's a good answer, Lucien. In your time in Stillwater, I mean, can you believe it's over?
It was short, you know, and I can't believe, you know, I had so much fun, you know, I had so much friends here, you know, and now, you know, it's my last year and everything. I got to get ready to move to the next level, you know, but you know, it's life, you know, sometimes you're going to be at a place, you're not going to be there forever. You got to move on with your life every year. So, you know, I'm going to miss a lot of people here, but at the same time, you know, I got to go ahead and take care of other things.
Excellent. And, I mean, has it sunk in that, I mean, you know, you come to America in 2001 and, you know, you have the opportunity to probably have every boy's dream that grows up in America to play professional football? I mean, has that sunk in yet?
Oh, man, not yet. You know, I'm excited, but it feels like, man, like, I can't believe I'm here, you know. I just can't believe it. You know, a lot of people would want to be in my position, people that was born in America. And, you know, and me, I was born in Haiti, you know. I growing up in Haiti, I never knew I was going to be in America. But now I'm here, you know, have a chance, you know, to play at the next level. And it can't be better. Thank God, you know. And like everything I do, I always thank God, you know. And I think God have a big part to do with that.
Excellent. And I mean, your time in Haiti. I mean, did you play soccer? I mean, what? I mean, obviously you were athletic. So I mean, you were, you're an athletic person. You can play basketball, football. I mean, what sports did you play when you're in Haiti?
I played soccer and basketball. You know, basketball is a big sport. I played soccer and basketball, but soccer was the main one. Basketball, I just played for fun at that time. But I played soccer.
And not the backtrack, but when you got to America, I mean, were you interested in playing soccer, or did you kind of just, you know, fade away from it?
I fade away from it. You know, I was trying to be more focused on basketball.
Okay.
When I came to America, but, you know, but I was too physical. I forgot about the physical part. You know, when you're too physical, you get a lot of foul trouble. And I thought football. I think football was the right sport for me, and I should have played when I first got here.
Excellent. We're speaking once again with Lucien Antoine, the fantastic safety from Oklahoma State Cowboys. Before we let you go today, Lucien, we have a quick thing that a little bit more on the fun side of things. It's three and out. You ready to roll with that? Lucien, you there?
Yeah, I'm down here. Okay. I say okay.
Okay. The first question is, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your football skills, what other showcase skill could you show America?
I would have danced. You know, I think I'm pretty loud on my feet. I could move a little bit.
Excellent, excellent. The second question is, if you could take any celebrity female to dinner, which celebrity female would you take?
Angelina Jolie.
There you go. That's a good choice. And your final question, your third and out before we let you go today. Would you hold a live tarantula in your hand?
Nah.
As fierce as you are, you want to put one in your hand?
Nah.
Excellent. So, Lucien, we want to thank you for your time today, and we want to kind of talk to you as you go through the motions, pro days and workouts, and keep up with you, and want to know what's going on with Lucien Antoine as he makes his path to the draft.
All right, thank you very much for having me.
Yep, thanks, and have a great day.
All right, you too.
That was Lucien Antoine, like I said, the Oklahoma State safety. Great kid, and we hope you enjoyed that NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. I'm your host, Bill Marchant, and look forward to more episodes this week. We have a lot of guys. Doran Dickerson is going to be coming on later today at noon. Gerald Baptiste, the wide receiver from Southern Miss. Also, Jaquaw Bell, the running back from Wayne State. He was the Division II Player of the Year.